You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I am your host for the show. And this show consists of two different parts. The second part is a shamanic ritual in which you are very welcome to participate. And in this ritual, we aim at putting you in a very deep, open, peaceful, harmonious state within yourself. As a matter of fact, it's exactly what you are on a deeper level. And this ritual is aiming at getting you over there, in this peaceful, harmonious place. And the first part is a talk. And this time, I would like to talk a little bit about meditation. And many people do meditate, but what is meditation? If I look at it from an energetic point of view, I would say that meditation is shifting your attention from the content of your consciousness to the space in which all these things arise, which is consciousness itself. And it all sounds very mysterious, but I guess what it just means is that if you would observe right now in this moment, you could clearly observe within yourself that you just exist, that you just are. This is this magical being. And this being, as a matter of fact, is very quiet, very silent, very open, peaceful, harmonious. And all the time, our universe for us arises within this openness, within this state. All our thoughts, our feelings, our opinions, everything we perceive through the senses arise within our being. And I think in meditation you try to shift your attention from the content to the space in which everything arises. Because once you are the space, you have control over what is within you. And it's a very different perspective on the things that appear to you. And in order to make this a little bit clear, this process, I think it's very useful to look at your attention. And you could, say, divide your attention in three different kinds of attention. First, second, and third kind of attention. Well, the first kind of attention is what we call our daily attention. It's focused on our daily existence in what we perceive in the world, mainly in the material field. And it's the world we share in with our senses, which we smell, feel, see, hear, etc. And of mind. And mind is in words, is thinking in words. So the first attention is the thing that always shouts loudest within you. It's this voice, it's these things that scream within you. And they always capture your attention and they direct your attention. And in meditation, I think you want to get a little bit away from this first attention because it's screaming and it's pulling at your attention all the time. So in order to do that, you could do different things. What you, for instance, see in the Japanese Zen tradition, they stare at the black point at the wall. Well, that won't be because that black point is so very interesting. No. What you do is you fixate the first attention on a certain thing. So it doesn't, you know, bang and bump around your consciousness all the time. It's not disturbing your view all the time. So you fix that on one thing, either a black point or whatever. Body perception doesn't really matter. But you fixate it, and at the moment you fix this first attention, what comes to life within you is the second attention. And the second attention is what I would call soul perception. It's perception within the field of feelings and inner visions, inner pictures. In my view, all inner pictures and inner visions are a representation from feeling. And as soon as the screamer in your head is a little bit silenced, second tension will come up. And second attention is very specific. Second attention, I think you could define it as a sort of medium between the physical world and the world you participate in all day long, and, well, what you are, your deeper being. It interpretates and translates and the world for you. It gives a meaning to the world, to the things you perceive. So this is a very useful field to alter the way you experience things. And to find a new way, a new interpretation for the world you perceive. If you're not happy and you want to change something, well, you should do that within second attention. Because second attention is the translator between the world and you. Because the world is just the world and you are just you. The thing in between it is what gives meaning to it. And if you change the meaning, you change everything. That's why it's very useful to learn to work with second attention, because with second attention you can harmonize your life. And you can bring harmony within your field of feeling. And feeling, mainly determines the quality of the experience of your life. Just look at yourself. You do everything for a feeling, to get a certain feeling. You want a big car because it gives you a certain feeling. You want to have success because you feel a certain way. Or you don't want to be seen because you feel in a certain way. Everything is for a feeling. So by harmonizing the field of feelings, you will notice that your life will become much more smooth. Because there's nothing wrong with life, there's something wrong with our interpretation with life, of about life. And the third form of attention is what I would call being, or if you like, non-being. And that is this wide open awareness in which everything arises, including this notion of yourself. And that's a very different dimension. So these three forms of attention is what you got to deal with when you try, for instance, to meditate, and you try to shift your attention from the first attention through the second attention in order to reach the third attention. And what you see very often is that people get stuck in the second attention, because the second attention, which is the field of soul or feelings, is a very fascinating field. You see all sorts of visions and beautiful things, and you hear all sorts of interesting things, and you have insights and you know, fascinating stuff. And that's exactly the danger, because you get fascinated. And fascination is another word for being hooked, for not being able to get your attention away from it and to direct it again, well, towards openness. And that's what you see very much with people who try to develop themselves, is as soon as you leave a little bit of your first attention behind, you end up in second attention, which is completely fascinating world. It's the magical world, it's the lost world, it's the fantasy world, it's the mythical world, it's the magical world. And it's very easy to get stuck there. And then all your life you're, you know, watching soul pictures, or you're working within the field of second attention. And I think as a human being, you have the potential to reach what we would call the third attention, which is a very peaceful, open state. And I think the second attention is mainly functional in this process, because you can use it to harmonize your field of soul, so your feelings, So the things that pull on your attention all the time, that draw you into your inner stories and dramas, will get less. Because just watch inside. You know, everything arises within you, but not everything pulls as hard as something else. A thought about a cauliflower, you know, I think you couldn't care less. But a thought about your partner having sex with somebody else, you know, it's also a thought might upset you. So you give a different value to a thought. So I think what you should aim for in meditation is trying to get in contact with this third kind of attention. Because that is what you are on a very deep level. On the deepest, deepest level of your own being, you are this third kind of perception. And I think that's what you try to do in meditation, is to reconnect with that. And then you will notice that you're the deep core of your own existence. And really, that's not far away, because that's what you are right now. It's peace. It's just peace. And I think in order to live in a peaceful way, you have to harmonize your second attention and get your attention within this third attention. And another way of, you know, looking at this or explaining this would be if you would say that you have three different bodies or three different cells. You could say you have the middle self, the lower self, and the higher self. And the middle self is your daily self. It's, you know, it's, well, you know what daily self is, right? It's the state you're in all day long. It's all completely focused on this daily existence. It's the screamer. And the second body is what we would call in this case the lower self. I would rather call it the instinctive self. It's what you would call the wisdom of the body. Because the body knows how to maintain itself. The body knows where to find comfort, where to find food, when it has to sleep, when it has to heal itself. You know, if you would attune to that, and for instance, that's what you do in shamanism a lot, I think what you would call your instinctive self in shamanic terms would be your power animal. It's the animal part within you. And then the animal part without all those negative associations about you are an animal. No, it's the instinctive part. Because if you look at an animal, you could clearly see they are extremely in tune. They live completely, you could say, from this instinctive part. They know where they can get a cookie under the table, or they are very much in tune with that. And you could say that is the lower self. And the higher self, of course, it's what you would call the light within you or something like that. It's the place where the blessing comes from. So what you, for instance, try to do within prayer is you're in your daily self and you hope for something or you pray for something. You try to reach the higher self. And the higher self is, I don't think, very personal. It's more impersonal. You try to reach it, but from the middle self, you cannot directly connect to the higher self or God or super consciousness, however you want to call it. You always have to go down or to make contact, so to speak, with the lower self. And the lower self, by its nature, can, you know, carry your prayer or message to the higher self. And then the answer, so to speak, or the blessing, or however you want to call it, comes from above. But you cannot directly connect to that. That's what I mean, as I said before, that the second attention is the translator, it's the medium. Always have to go through that. And because it's soul, and soul is the field of feelings and inner pictures. You know, what works very well, because your middle self is mainly a mind self, a physical and mind self. A mind cannot reach this higher state. So what you do, you form a picture of your wish, and a picture is a soul quality. And you could say, if you can charge this soul quality when it has enough energy or drive or intention behind it, this intention can carry this soul picture, which is a quality of your lower self. It can transport that, when the energy is high enough, to the higher self. And then the answer or the blessing or the revelation or whatever you prayed for can come down. So it always goes through the second attention. And I think that's also the problem if you think about things like The Secret or Create Your Own Reality. You know, of course it makes sense by giving attention to certain thoughts, you create certain consequences. But I think if you focus just on mind, the impact of your effort will be very limited. Because if you look at a sort of hierarchy in perception, you could clearly see that, you know, if you envision this as a pyramid, that matter is the lowest form with most structure and most solidity within the pyramid. The layer on top of that is mind, and mind clearly has power, so to speak, over matter. Because just the fact that you're listening to me through an electric device proves that an idea got shaped matter in a certain way. So the idea got manifested within matter. So the idea is more powerful than matter. And the layer on top of mind is soul. So soul or feelings have more impact on your life than thought. You can clearly observe that within yourself. Just try to convince yourself you're not angry, which is a feeling quality. Just tell you with your head you're not angry, you'll immediately notice what I mean. So soul is much more powerful than mind. And that's why you need this soul quality in order to transmit, so to say, your message to the higher self. Because it's higher up in the pyramid. So mind and body just don't get high enough. So when your first attention is always geared around mind and body, well, God won't hear your message, I'm sorry. You have to transmit that with a feeling. And feelings are much less structured. They're much thinner sort of quality. So they can reach much higher or deeper depending on your point of view. So I think there's a clear distinction between, you know, working with second attention, which is what I would call traditional shamanism or inner work. You work with your feelings and your soul perception and all things. And meditation. Because in meditation you try not to see anything. You try not to give attention to what you experience. Whether it's a vision of God or the devil or pancakes, it's completely irrelevant, because what you try to do is you try to withdraw your attention from that what, you know, comes up within your attention and tries to claim your attention. And beautiful visions definitely try to claim your attention, I can guarantee you. And the work in soul is meant for harmonizing. So you could say these are two different forms which collaborate, so you could say, man, because the more harmonized your emotional body is, the less these inner impulses will be able to pull you out of your focus or to pull you out of your peace. But if you want to meditate and you focus on inner visions, messages, seeing things, experiencing things, you know, feelings and whatever, well, I think that's not a meditational focus, that is a harmonizing focus. Nothing wrong with that, but it leads to a different result. At least when you do it right, it leads to harmonization. And I think in meditation you aim for openness. And openness is just, well, non-defined. So it's a very different angle to watch this whole thing. Things can definitely support each other. And I think then, right now, it's about time I tell you a little bit about the shamanic ritual which I will perform for you within a few minutes. And this ritual is a mix between a healing and a meditation. What it aims for is pooling your attention within this peaceful, open state which you are right now, which you don't seem to experience, by getting your attention away from the things that occupy your mind, that, you know, that fill your field of perception all the time. And this ritual is structured in such a way that for you as a listener, you do not have to do anything at all. You just have to sit down or lay down with your eyes closed. We really recommend to put on headphones so your attention is much more into the ritual. And don't start browsing the internet or something like that, because you will miss much of what the ritual could offer to you. And during the ritual, which consists of parts in which I will make some music or sound, and parts which are silent. And so a silent part doesn't mean it's finished, it just means it's silent. It ends with a bell, so you know when it's over. And during this ritual, you know, a lot of negativity and heaviness within your being gets dissolved. Not because you pay attention to them, no, because you try not to do anything in particular at all. What I recommend to you is just lay down or sit down, close your eyes, and let the ritual carry you. Don't think about it. Don't have an opinion about it. Don't compare it to something else. Just try to be open and flow with the ritual. And I know this ritual will pull you out of this turmoil in the inside and will carry you to this peaceful being which you are. So, you don't have to do anything in particular instead of, you know, being busy. Just try to be open. And you don't have to experience something specific. You don't have to experience something spectacular or sensational. You might not. But just about everybody will experience. And the further the ritual develops, the more peaceful you will become inside. And I think that's very valuable, especially in these times right now we are living, in which all structures on the outside and in the inside are collapsing. And I think if you don't have this peaceful place within yourself, it might be very hard to stay positive within this world. I think it's very beneficial if you have a place where you can retreat at least once a week, you know, just for half an hour, and find some peace within yourself. Another thing that I would like to mention about the ritual, which I consider important, is please do not listen to the ritual when you're driving a vehicle or when you're in a situation that your attention has to be divided, because this ritual might, you know, put you in a light trance state or in a lightly altered state, depending on how you're going to call that. And I don't think that's very beneficial when you're driving a car or, you know, operating heavy machinery or whatever you're doing. So please sit down, and in case you drive a car, please don't listen. Or, you know, you can listen on my website. The show is there 24/7, so you can listen whenever you want. Anyway, we're going to do it, and I hope you enjoy it, and it will give you some peace. I hope you're here again next week. I hope you have a very nice week. Keep the faith.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Hey.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.